you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, November 30th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. In Los Angeles County, nearly 20% of employees of the county have yet to show proof of full vaccination against the coronavirus. The deadline was 2 months ago, and already more than 800 county workers have been hit with a five-day unpaid suspension. County Supervisor Sheila Kuhl says after that, they get another month to get vaccinated. Meanwhile, the unvaxxed employees are required to undergo regular testing, which is paid for by the county.
If you don't comply within that 30 days, you get a statement of intent from us that we will discharge you. And that is what we intend to do.
The latest numbers indicate about 12% of county employees have not been vaccinated, and another 7% have yet to report their status. As many as 4,500 of them are seeking a medical or religious exemption. The county is facing multiple lawsuits over vaccination mandate. The city of Los Angeles, meantime, has begun enforcement of its new COVID vaccination rule at indoor businesses. It requires people to show proof of vaccination before entering indoor restaurants, gyms, entertainment and recreational facilities, salons, and some city buildings. Businesses that violate the ordinance could get a $1,000 fine for a second violation, and it goes up from there. Today is Giving Tuesday, and while we hope you will consider KPCC on this day of philanthropy, this nonprofit news service is not the only worthy cause in town. Another is the LA Regional Food Bank. It is a source of supplies for food banks across the county. If you have volunteered at any of them, you probably recognize the food bank's green boxes. Chief Executive Michael Flood says it's been sending out a lot of those lately.
When the pandemic hit in March of 2020, the demand for food assistance just skyrocketed right away. And while 2021, the demand isn't quite as high as 2020, we're still distributing more than double the amount of food that we were when compared to the pre-pandemic period.
Whether you aim to end someone's hunger, provide services for the unhoused, or support arts education for kids, there are a lot of great organizations to support in Southern California. Please consider showing your support here on this Giving Tuesday. There's a pending contract between the City of Los Angeles and the local Olympics Organizing Committee, known as LA 28. KPECC's Sharon McNary says it moved a step closer to final approval yesterday.
The contract draft is only a framework. The nitty-gritty details will be hashed out in working groups. There will be groups focused on transportation, public safety, art, business, jobs. Initially, the city had until March 2023 to dictate when and how LA 28 would create those groups. The committee vote moved that deadline forward to March of next year. It's a change intended to give the city more certainty over the game's progress and logistics. The games are a nearly $7 billion enterprise, and Councilman Gil Cedillo said the city's Latino majority should benefit.
All these opportunities that we talk about, 50% of them should go to the Mexican, Mexican-American, Latino immigrant community.
LA 28 Chairman Casey Wasserman said diverse groups would get contracts and jobs, but declined to give specific percentages. Covering Play in LA, I'm Sharon McNary.
There's a mandatory no-burn order in effect a fourth day in a row now. That means you're not supposed to burn wood indoors in the fireplace or outdoors due to high air pollution. The residential burn ban stays in effect until midnight for the counties of LA, Orange, Riverside, and San Bernardino, except for desert areas and elevations above 3,000 feet. Today, you'll see clear skies and warmer than usual temperatures once again. It'll range from the 60s at the beaches into the 70s farther inland, around 80 into the low 80s in our valleys today. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, read more news at laist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local, fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.